Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. A Novi coffee shop has been celebrating Autism Awareness Month this April with Maud Market from downtown Northville. And Maud Market is an inclusive artist market and gift shop, which provides employment training programs for teens and adults with autism and or developmental disabilities. Now, I have three guests to come on here on Epiphany on It's Your Community to talk about this. So Farah Shimami is with us. She's the executive director of the Novi Chamber of Commerce. Farah, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning, Vanessa?
So Farah introduced me to these two other guests that are on the show. Karen Rosinski is co-owner of Sweetwater's, the coffee shop. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning.
And Amy Bonzer is the manager of Maud Market. Amy, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. And it's great. It was a pleasure meeting all of you. And I thank Farah for actually connecting us all together. It's a really great story. So Karen, what enticed you at your coffee shop to even want to do something on Autism Awareness Month? And what exactly did you do at the coffee shop?
Well, it's a kind of a longer story. We'll give you the short version.
Okay.
Farah and her team, like they always do at the chamber events, make connections and introduce small businesses that may have some sort of a connection or an opportunity to work together. And I was talking about really needing some art for my walls last year when we first opened. And fast forward, Amy and I got introduced and I learned about what Maud Market was and what it stood for and thought it was just a phenomenal opportunity in the business community. And so I wanted to be part of it. And we did this last year in COVID in terms of having an art show on our walls and doing a Facebook Live event and introducing the various artists, but it was very, very small and low key. We repeated it again this year. And when we did it this year, it was heart moving, to be very honest with you. The week before the event, we had all of the artists' art on our walls and it was all covered with puzzle pieces. And then on April 1st, the beginning of Autism Awareness Month, we started uncovering and introducing the artwork of the various artists on our walls. And this time, because we're a little bit past some of the COVID restrictions that we had last year, we actually had the artists come into the cafe. And they were able to stand in front of the artwork and they talked about it. And Amy did a phenomenal job interviewing the artists. And all the people in the coffee shop would stop what they were doing. They kind of listened to what was happening. They clapped for the artists, you know, after they gave their little speech. And we uncovered two artists every hour on the hour during the month or during Friday, April 1st, which was our kind of kickoff. It's very, very heartwarming. These kids are so proud of what they're doing. And it's not just kids, it's kids and adults. And, their artwork is fantastic. We've actually engaged one of their artists on a semi-permanent basis to do the chalk wall that is in the back of the cafe. Then Nick Bear comes in probably every 6 weeks to 2 months and completely redoes the art on the chalk wall. And we've had a few people that will come in just to see him work.
Wow.
And it's amazing. The art that's on our wall now is a bunch of elephants. And oddly enough, he started with a kneecap. Now, if you were going to make a chalk wall, I don't know that a kneecap would be what would speak to me to start drawing with, but that's kind of how we started. And the whole thing sort of just comes to life. It's fascinating to watch. These artists are so incredibly talented.
That's awesome, Karen. I love it. And I love that the work that you're doing at the Novi Chamber really ties into what we promote here on It's Your Community is connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community. And you've done such a great job. This is such a perfect example. We'll get to Amy in a minute to talk about the work of Maud, but to connect Maud with a business owner in Novi, it just really speaks to your work, you know, at Novi Chamber. So tell us, Farah, how important is that to your members of that connecting, communicating, collaborating with the community?
So, I mean, that's why people join the chamber. You know, they feel like they're part of the community. They get out there, they meet with people within the community. And, you know, our whole thing is that we have events, and the events are for our members to come connect, collaborate with each other. And, you know, then as we're there and you see Karen, and, you know, like, perfect example of the coffee shop when it first opened, you know, she had, I think you had pictures of your sister's trip, Karen, on the walls, and that's how the conversation started. We're looking at them, like, are these for sale? And they're like, no, my sister let me borrow these, you know, just to have something on the wall temporarily.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
We thought, oh, Mod Market, here's a perfect opportunity to, you know, with all the artists there and the different work that they provide. But I mean, it goes with, you know, and Karen's been a member who is very involved with the community. You know, we, as we hear around the community, if someone's having an event, you know, we think, oh, who can we connect them with, whether it's a restaurant, a coffee shop, you know, if somebody needs insurance. And that's how this works, you know. And it's also being a part of the chamber isn't just I join and I'll see the benefits. But if you need to be there, you need to be, you know, present, and the familiarity that people see. And Mod Market's the same way. They've opened their doors to us. I remember Mod Market's part of, and Amy, I'll let you go into this too, is part of the Living and Learning in Richmond Center. And I remember the day they bought the new building, David Franco came in. They just closed on the property and said to me and Mary here at the office, hey, we're having a little celebration tonight. Why don't you guys come? And this was December of 2019. And look where we are today.
Yeah, so, that's a great story.
It's the connections and the collaboration.
So what our listeners can't see, because we're on a Zoom and we all have our, I don't have my camera up, so you see my picture, but Amy has really cool pictures behind her. You can't see it. And Amy, are those part of Mod Market, part of the people who are part of Mod Market, the pictures behind you?
It is. This is actually our overflow art wall. So but our walls in the front of the store are covered with fantastic artwork. We partner with 75 to 80 different artists. They all work in different mediums. They have different art styles. And that's reflected on the walls at Sweetwater's too. And one thing I want to add about having the opportunity at Sweetwater's and why these connections are so valuable to us. First of all, Sweetwater's has a blank wall space and a large wall space. So it allows us to bring some of our larger pieces of art, and for our artists even to bring me pieces that we wouldn't have the space for in the store, but that showcase so beautifully in their cafe. And since April 1st, we've sold 11 pieces of art from our art show, our autism awareness and acceptance art show. So that's been really exciting as well. But yes, we opened our doors September 2019 with 26 artists who had partnered with us. And so we've grown quite a bit over the last couple of years. And both our artists on the autism spectrum or with related challenges and our neurotypical artists. We're an inclusive artist market. And I would say that it's been such a beautiful relationship for everybody. Every artist that sells with us is supporting our programs. We provide employment training for teens and adults with autism and developmental disabilities. We have a few different programs, and we want to be able to provide a safe space, a safe learning environment where it's okay to make mistakes. And we teach the most transferable work skills so that we can prepare the members that we work with for the open employment positions in the community. So that is what drives us every day. And having the beautiful artwork to draw people in and experience our store is a huge part of that. So we're thankful for all our partnerships with our artists, with the community, and for the connections. I think Karen and I have a beautiful relationship as a result of Farah connecting us initially. And I just have to say, Karen and Stan, they just make us feel very at home We have been hosting Meet the Artist events at the cafe as part of this month-long event. And we just feel so welcome. Our artists who are there feel like VIPs. They bring their own guests, of course, but also the cafe guests, you know, express curiosity in their artwork, take a minute to get to know the artists. And it's just been such a rewarding experience. So we're thankful for the relationship that I look forward to growing. So
yeah, that's feel like awesome.
We can only improve from here. So,
go ahead, Karen.
I have to echo that sentiment, Amy. The Meet the Artist events, our team that is working behind the bar looks forward to those. They are so excited to see the artists come in and who's going to be next and what are they going to have. And it's a real treat. And I think it's been a great experience for our team members behind the bar to see what we're doing from a connection point with Mod Market. Mm-hmm. They appreciate the fact that we go out of our way to select a location like Mod Market in which to display the art. And they appreciate we're bringing the table. And I can't tell you how many times people have said, oh, I appreciate my brother has autism or my cousin has challenges. And this means so much to me. And that we hear that from our team members. We hear that from our guests that are into the cafe. We hear that from different members of our family that are working with. And it speaks volumes to just raising the awareness of autism and related disability challenges that are out there, and it makes you feel good on the inside.
Yeah, you know,
Karen, some of the artists come into the cafe, or even some of the people that work at the cafe, and they have gotten to know my husband Stan in particular. They have this connection with him, and they will look for him or ask for him in the store. You know, is he here? One time he wasn't, and the artist, the gentleman left, and Stan arrived. He goes, I go, your buddy just left. He ran out into the parking lot just to make sure they could have a conversation. Because it's those connections that mean so much, and we really truly enjoy the whole experience.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking, Karen, and great point is that they're these art pieces are great conversational starters to bring awareness to Mod and to the work that the chamber's doing. And Farah, I think that's a really good, an important testament to your work is that you probably had no idea that making this connection would flourish to the level that it has and impacted so many people. But that's the point of connecting people, right? So they can collaborate because it is a community effort, you know, in the work that we do, you know?
Absolutely. It's one of those where you know, you want to make the introduction and then you kind of step back and say, this is for you guys to grow and flourish together. And here we are almost 2 years later, I think that,
it's only been a year.
It's
only been a year. Yeah.
They're just kicking butt over there, you know, and I'm sure the foot traffic at Mod Market has increased as well. And the awareness, and I personally have been there, you know, I schedule coffee meetings and Vanessa, that's how
we met.
Mod Market, you know, having a scheduled coffee meeting and have you been to Sweetwater's Cafe? No, let's go there for coffee. And look what this has turned into. And here we are on an on-air program. And, you know, I personally have bought artwork from there, and Mary here has bought artwork that we see on the wall when you just randomly walk in and you're like, I want that piece. And, you know, we're very lucky that Amy's there to help and Karen's there to help. And the artist, you know, seeing the wall and people, you see the guests at Sweetwater's where they're looking at the art pieces. It's not just you walk in, get your coffee, you know, get your drink of choice and walk out. But they're stopping to look at it because there's little signs there that mention the artist's name and what the exhibit is, you know, the title of it. So you want to pay attention to that.
Yeah. I have to tell you, Karen and Farah and Amy, that Sweetwater's is not going to become one of my stopping grounds for client meetings. You know, I actually, someone reached out to me and we're trying to find a central location and I'm like, oh, you know, she's coming from Ann Arbor. I'm coming from Commerce. We'll do Sweetwater's. You know what I mean?
Like, love it.
Yeah. And I'm a big supporter of supporting small business in Michigan. And I want our listeners to know, Karen, and I'm going to ask another question of Amy really quickly about getting involved in MOD, but you opened Sweetwaters right before COVID.
Funny story. My husband and I were vacationing in Florida in March of 2020, and we had just gotten the approval for the demolition of our location so we could start construction to do our opening. We were so incredibly excited. That week is when COVID shut everything down.
Yeah.
So we went from, wow, it's going to happen right now, to, oh no.
Yeah.
We were able to open in October of 2020. It was a smaller opening than we might have planned otherwise.
Sure.
But, it has its challenges with supply chain and with health guidelines and all of those things and making sure that we were following all of the protocols and all of that kind of stuff. But just last October in 2021, we did a great 1-year celebration of we made it. And a lot of the folks that came into the cafe, well, you're still here. So that says something. And that's kind of what we feel like. We made it. We opened in a pandemic. We still are here. Our business is growing. And we've made a lot of great community connections and had a lot of fun doing it. I think for my husband and I, that's one of those things of this particular small business of what we were looking for. We both have quite a bit of corporate professional life in our backgrounds. And when retired, we wanted to do something different that gave back a little bit. And so we looked for opportunities to connect with the community. We look for different opportunities to have events either at our store or in partnership with others that can just do something a little bit different and really kind of enrich the community for those that are around it.
Yeah. And so, Amy, I want for people listening here in It's Your Community who may want to get involved in MOD or learn more about it or know somebody in their life who has some disability would benefit from your work and somebody with, on the spectrum of autism, how do they engage with you? How do they connect with you?
An email is fantastic. Or a phone call. The email address is modmarket@livingandlearningcenter.org. And the phone number is 248-719-7619. And MOD Market is an enterprise of the Living and Learning Enrichment Center. So we're a nonprofit organization. We provide programs primarily for teens and adults. And our programs focus on social skills, life skills, and employment training. And at MOD Market, we really work to master all of those. And it's an organization. Our organization was founded by Rochelle Vartanian, who is a special educator for 20 years when her own son was diagnosed. And she knew that there was so little available to individuals with any kind of disability past the age of 18 in a lot of states, and in Michigan, the age of 26. And I'm going to quote one of the parents that I work closely with in saying, there's a long life to be lived after the age of 26. And so the primary goal of Living and Learning is to help enrich the lives of individuals who need more support. And that's what drives us every day. MOD Market is a small part, but a growing part and a necessary part, especially as you see all the now hiring signs around town. And it does take some convincing and some education to businesses who we believe would benefit from employing individuals we work with. And, but we see those successes every day. And it's so motivating. It's so lovely. Opportunities like Sweetwaters has provided for us is just immeasurable. You really can't put a price on the value of a relationship such as this. Mm-hmm. So we're thankful for any opportunity that we're given to share our mission, to educate and inform, and all of that together builds acceptance, which is going to help us promote meaningful lives for the individuals we serve.
You know, you make a really good point, Amy. I know that firsthand. My husband's cousin has a daughter with spina bifida, and I talk to her mom all the time about what's available to her until she's an adult, and then there's nothing available to her.
Right.
And it's really sad now. She's fighting for that same, opportunity for her daughter for when she does, you know, go to college or graduate, that there's opportunity for her and get the support that she needs. So I think it's wonderful work that Maud Market's doing. And Farah, you know, for people listening who want to engage in the Novi Chamber, they don't have to live or work in Novi. They can still become a member and collaborate with your membership, right? Connect and collaborate with your membership.
Correct. We have many members that are ranged anywhere from Detroit to Ann Arbor. And we welcome them, and it's because they want to grow their business in this community and connect with people in this community. And we are happy to welcome them. They can find out more about the Novi Chamber at www.novichamber.com or call us at the office at 248-349-3743.
So kind of just giving a recap of what we've been talking about here in At Your Community, Farah Shimami, the executive director of the Novi Chamber, kind of connected two people in the community, Amy Bonsner and from Maud Market, and Karen Rosinski from Sweetwater's coffee shop in Novi. And they have been honoring and acknowledging Autism Awareness Month with this wonderful artwork displayed at the Novi Coffee Shop, celebrating Autism Awareness Month this month of April. You know, we have a few minutes left with all three of you here on It's Your Community, and I just want to give each of you an opportunity to share whatever else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go. So I'll start with you, Karen. What else do you want to share with our listeners here this morning?
So I want to invite everyone to come into the cafe. I want them to take a look around and take a viewing of the art that's on their wall and really appreciate what is there. Also, while they're there, obviously, I would remiss if I didn't say, please try one of our great drinks or pastries or sweets or breakfast sandwiches while you're there. But it's really a great experience to do that. If you can follow us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram, we are the Sweetwater's Novi Town Center or the Daily Grind at Novi. Please do, because all of our events are listed there. We tag all sorts of different things going on. We do have a lot of other things coming up in the community. We would love to have more people come and see what we've got to offer.
Yeah, you do have events throughout the whole year. You have monthly meeting. Yeah, so, and if people want to host something, they can reach out to you and host their own kind of event if they wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We do, the events range from, we're getting ready right now to do a, with Farmer John's of Northville, we're celebrating Earth Day later in April.
Oh, cool.
We are partnering with Manoogian Manor from Livonia for a women's strolling experience that they are hosting as a fundraiser for their location. We will be doing something in June, July, August. We've got everything. We've got a women's health event going on in June that we're doing with other local businesses. So we really try to have something going on at least once a month, you know. And so this is our mission. This is why Stan and I opened a coffee shop like Sweetwater's. It was really to make those connections. And the fact that we get to serve coffee and make people's day every day by the little things, you know, our team members know customers by name. They know who they are. They know them by drink. They walk in, hey, how you doing? And those connections are wonderful. You know, if we can just make someone's morning because we gave them coffee and a fresh baked croissant, that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Amy, how about you? What else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, obviously I'd like to encourage people to stop by Sweetwater's to see the art on the walls there. Every piece of art has a QR code next to it. So if you're inspired to purchase, we can make it really easy for you. And then also stop by our store. Not only do we have so many more items in our shop, but if you walk through our doors, it gives us the opportunity to practice the job skills we work hard every day to learn. And if you stop by us before you go to Sweetwaters, if you show your receipt at Sweetwaters, you get 10% off.
Oh,
so
that's very cool.
It's a really nice collaboration. We also are on Facebook and Instagram and very active on both. And our Facebook is Mod Market Northville. And our Instagram is Mod_Market_Northville.
Great. Thank you so much for that, Amy. And how about you, Farah? What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I just would like to promote, you know, our chamber members. Take the time to, you know, go to Sweetwaters, go to Mod Market. There's plenty there to see and enjoy, you know, and have a drink. But Mod Market, it's just a beautiful place. Walk around downtown Northville. Stop in. Mother's Day is coming up. Easter is coming up. Feel free, you know, to go in and look at the items that they have. I mean, there's always something for everyone. But we want you also to open our directory, the chamber directory on the website, and look at all the members that are in the community and, you know, visit them, whether it's the, you know, whether it's the coffee shop or if it's the mall, you know, or a gas station. We've got many members, small, big and small, and who would appreciate the business, and just let them know that, you know, you found them on the chamber website, and we are happy to continue to work with the community and beyond.
So. Thank you, ladies, Fair Shimami, Amy Bonsner, and Karen Brzezinski for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you again. And it's Autism Awareness Month this month of April. And I hope you check out Mod Market, Livonia Chamber, and Sweetwaters Cafe and Novi Coffee Shop and Novi Center. If you have any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, Vanessa Denha, do that very easily. You can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and private message me there. You can also go to all my social media platforms. We have Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook, Vanessa Denha Garmo on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. You can private message me on any of my platforms. We're always looking for show ideas and guests to interview. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.